In 2018, the only black woman serving in the Vermont legislature resigned her seat after a white supremacist targeted her. And a report out today says the Bennington Police Department failed to adequately investigate alleged threats against Kaya Morris because of her race. That finding comes after a nearly two-year investigation by the Vermont Human Rights Commission. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been reading the commission's 54-page report, and he's here to tell us what it says. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Henry.
So the report says that Bennington police discriminated against Kaya Morris and her family on the basis of race. What is it police allegedly did to lead the Human Rights Commission to that conclusion?
You know, Henry, it's actually what police didn't do that this investigation largely finds fault with. I want to say at the outset, this case is incredibly complex, and the investigation the Human Rights Commission investigator conducted looked in great depth at incidents and events that are too numerous for us to detail during our time here. But the finding that this investigation turns on, the thing that led investigators to conclude the Bennington police did indeed discriminate based on race, is the difference between the way police investigated Morris's case and the way they investigated another case almost a decade ago in which the complainants were white. That case from 2012 involved a man named Stephen Davis. He was a teacher at a high school in Bennington. And his neighbor called police to say that Davis had been acting strangely, appeared to have a gun. Police intervened almost immediately, seized an automatic weapon from Stephen Davis as well as two 30-round magazines. They notified community members that this guy might pose a threat. And Bennington Police Chief Paul Doucette personally drove Davis to the hospital for a mental health evaluation, and that resulted in Davis being admitted for inpatient psychiatric care. The Human Rights Commission report contrasts that response with what happened in Kaya Morris's case. As you recall, Henry, a white supremacist in Bennington named Max Mish began targeting Morris with racist social media posts in the summer of 2016. And Kaya Morris wanted Bennington police to investigate. She was afraid of this guy. Her husband was afraid of this guy. And it turns out they weren't the only ones who thought Max Mish might be dangerous. In 2018, Bennington police got a call from a local therapist who was providing counseling services to Max Mish's ex-wife. This therapist said, look, Mish's ex has said some things about him having guns, expressing antipathy toward Kaya Morris and black people generally, and I'm afraid he might pose a real threat to her. But the Human Rights Commission investigation says police never told Kaya Morris about this threat that had been reported, didn't seize Max Mish's guns, and unlike in the other case, apparently made no effort to get Max Mish into police custody or steer him toward mental health services. And the investigator concluded that Morris's race is the only reasonable explanation for the differences in the way police handled these two situations.
Okay. And so what does the town have to say so far about the report?
The town issued a 16-page response, totally refuting the conclusion the Human Rights Commission report came to. I should note here, the town of Bennington reached an out-of-court settlement with Kaya Morris and her family before the full Human Rights Commission had an opportunity to vote on whether or not to accept the results of this investigation. The town, though, says the Stephen Davis case was not at all akin to the circumstances in Morris case. This morning, I talked to Jeannie Jenkins. She's the chair of the Bennington Select Board. She says the town's learned a lot from this episode, that it's working on police reforms generally and working to address racial bias and equity issues across town government. But Jenkins and other town leaders do not think their police department engaged in any race-based discrimination. And she said Chief Paul Doucette has her full and enthusiastic support, notwithstanding the results of this investigation.
And finally, Pete, Kaya Morris and her husband, James Lawton, held a press conference this morning to talk about the Human Rights Commission report. What are they hoping will happen as a result of this investigation?
Her husband actually was not able to make it, but Kaya Morris wants Vermonters to know she isn't the only person of color in the state who feels unprotected by police. She wants people to know that she feels less safe in Bennington now than she did when all of this stuff with Max Mish went down. And she wants people to understand the toll that this experience takes on families. She said she and her husband have had to leave Bennington as a result of all this and uproot their 10-year-old son from a network of friends and family there. And she's really hoping this report leads to some substantive, meaningful reforms.
All right. We'll have the full report, which you can read yourself, as well as the town of Bennington's response at vpr.org. Pete Hirschfeld, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Henry.